this was really a big learning curve for me when I first moved into doing clinical studies. So I come from more of a basic neuroimaging background. And I was really amazed when I started doing clinical research how hard patient recruitment is. And it's hard for us, despite the fact that we have an intervention that sounds really exciting to people. Like, there are a lot of patients who, when they see, oh, a neurofeedback intervention, you know, they're going to be more interested in doing that than trying a new drug, for example. But even despite that, it's, you know, it's hard to get patients into the studies. Sometimes patients have a lot going on in their lives. They have a lot of demands on them, and it's just hard for them to, you know, show up right on time for the MR scans. I will say that OCD and Tourette syndrome patients are two great patient populations to work with. Highly motivated and very, you know, eager to help. And it's been a great experience for me. But I think it's still hard to find people who fit the study criteria and who have the time and who are able to come in for all the sessions, et cetera. So it's a really big commitment. These kids had to come in for 7 consecutive scans. They had to be scanned once for an assessment, then 2 feedback scans, then a midpoint assessment, often 2 midpoint assessments, then 2 more feedback scans, and then a final assessment. So 7 to 8 neuroimaging scans, which have to be scheduled with our MR center when the scanner is free. The scanner is, you know, a piece of equipment where you have to book a particular slot and pay a lot of money for that slot. And if you cancel at the last minute, you lose that money. So, you know, booking the scanner slots is non-trivial, getting them just the right timing apart. And then the family has to have the flexibility to work with the available slots and be able to come in for all of the scans. And then all you need is, you know, something comes up and the family decides they're going to go somewhere, or the child is going to join a new sports program where they can't come, and it will disrupt the whole schedule. Also in that study, these are children with a movement disorder. So it's very hard for them to stay still in the scanner. So you're also really trying to get usable neuroimaging data from children who have a tic disorder. It's not easy. It's not easy for them, and it's not easy for the researchers. So actually that study was very hard to recruit for, although a lot of the families are incredibly helpful and flexible, but it's just difficult research to do.